What's your favorite Wande Coe song? What's your favorite Wande Coe song? This guy, the tick. No, give us diplomatic answer. What's the title of the song? No, you guys tell us.
I don't forget.
Wait, we at you. What's your favorite Wande Coe song? You the It means it'll be your favorite Wande Coe song. Because if something's your favorite,
okay. If I'm not going to take that, I'll go with Bomba to Bomba.
But you are just
Pumper to Pumper or Bomba to Bomba.
See, but boy, diplomacy.
I'm not being diplomatic now. You said if it's not my favorite song. My favorite song, I will know the name.
No, I know the title, but I don't want to help your ministry.
But as I don't forget the title, and I go with 2 years ago when I was a machine, you had a girl that the video.
Okay. I feel you on that one. But yeah. If you are listening, bad manners on our part. Welcome back to Lumi Days, a Goat podcast. The best podcast in the metaverse. Someone tell Elon Musk to sign me. Yeah, that intro is back, apart from the inconsistency angle. So
we don't do that anymore. Anything inconsistent.
Speaking about Wande Coe, you've seen the title, and I know. Wait, chill. You niggas need to calm. Let me explain my point of view. Legend or no legend? Answer that question, my bro. Legend or no legend, Wande Coe?
Legend, of course.
We'll come back to that. Since this is the beginning. I'm Olumide, aka Olumide the Goat, aka Olumide Akinwale, aka the host of this fantastic podcast, show, whatever you people categorize it as. And I'm with.
What up, people? It's your boy Pap Max in the building, guy with the bang. And I'm the co-host on this podcast.
I don't know as I be right now. See, I've been saying this thing for a while now, and niggas are taking me for an idiot. You get me? I'm not an idiot. You get me? See, nigga, I'm broke, bro. So I don't know how it be. Nothing be. See, don't let us lament about our financial status on this P. Let's talk about the
don't talk
about
because they could donate for us last time. May listeners no go they start to donate for us.
If listeners donate, why no go one talk am, bro? No, let's deep
just,
this thing.
Maybe they just
let's deep this thing. We lament, we complain, and people say we should drop a GoFundMe and they'll send money to. Won't you create a GoFundMe?
Yeah, I cook my need help. I go create a mess up.
How you everybody talk am? I lie, you know what? See, I'll never submit it. I want to see, things have been upside down from school, using us to play Tinko, like, Omo Prami 1.
I never submit.
See, I don't even understand. Yeah. Even this.
This was not leaving me with my mama. I had to jump my mama. Like, I don't know why I came back to school. When they know, see, they know they never ready travel. They never ready carry us on the field walk. Me they allow me to deal with my mama, they chop her food. I know go the bother see with I won't chop every night anymore.
Bro, the struggle is real, bro. Waiting pay me pass, be say we suppose go this field trip by she na 18th them talk now.
Ooh, I didn't serve
19th. I can't come back on Monday, Tuesday. 18th is Thursday, so
came back on Tuesday.
I came back on Tuesday on 16th. So they now told me why did they not just say it on
in the morning,
bro?
Like to say,
I would just sit down for my papa house, bro. But you know what? Enough of the lamenting and on to other things. What trended on the internet this week? I don't know because I just use the internet with no sense of attachment. Usually, how I use Twitter is I go on the app and I try to check what is trending. And I try to see if I can give my take. No, I didn't even like to give my take, let me be honest. I just try to see mentally anyway. I give my take mentally, but I didn't fear dragging on that app. So I know they drop any outtweets when they don't call for me.
No man. Me, I did very, very sarcastic comments and all. Now I know, see, if I start to the user and wear, like, apart from the fact that I go there to read comment and just look at people's response or people's take on different topic. I'll be one kind of person who be see if I go drop my own comment like this, now sarcasm straight and I don't see if they don't get down well.
Bro,
me they don't pull my leg, pull my prick joint.
It be like I say now 2010 or 2000. No, not even 2010. Terry the Rap Man dropped Boys Are Not Smiling, what year? That was before 2010, if I'm not wrong. And over a decade later, Boys Are Still Not Smiling.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the most prophetic singles, songs to ever come out of Nigeria, bro. BANS, that was the motto, Boys Are Not Smiling. If you want boys to smile, send me money and send your sugar mommy my way. I know they don't want to make the money to come my way because at this point, bro, this money has to come my way. Eh?
Not it too long, like.
No. Talking about Wandiko, what's your favorite song on Legend or No Legend?
The Passo. Okay, let's do it like this.
I was expecting Kwe Passo just because of one or two reasons.
What was the reason?
Like, it was already a single before the album, so that's like the safest option for you to pick. So what I will ask now, or what will we do now? You and I would name our top three.
On the album.
Wandiko's album, yeah, top three. This is a very much improv episode, so you guys should go with the flow. We don't have any set lists in terms of what to talk about, and we don't have any program in terms of order of discourse. We are just going with the flow. So this feels more like a video podcast than an audio podcast. We are trying out new things for you people.
Yeah.
And I hope the audio is clear enough for you niggas. Car, this thing be doing anyhow. So my own top three, in no particular order, Deuce gotta be there. Deuce is it. I love the direction of the song. I love how the song came out. Deuce has to be there. Nobody has to be there. And Come My Way. Yeah, those are my top three.
Come My Way. You say don't drop Come My Way before the album.
Yeah, I was about to say that. But if I'm to exclude a pre-released single, then I'll say Nobody Only, Deus, and Ichoke.
Okay.
Or Streets. Let's use Streets. No. Will I use Streets or Ichoke? You know what? Nobody Only, Deus, and Streets. I like how T-Pain attacked the song. So, yeah. Those will be my top three. What will be your top three?
We have like two of what you have. Like you have two of what.
Shows you know ball now. You know ball. That's the meaning now. You know ball.
So I'm going to go with Nobody, Deals, and Jabo. Join Fireball.
Oh. That's key to my memory. Bro, I think I'm going to have to change something.
Copy.
No. Street. I'm leaving Street or he chokes still.
Copycat.
Okay. Let's go to the controversial part before we even break down the album in our own particular viewpoint or in our own perspective. Mention three songs or two songs. Let's not mention three. Max three. You can only mention max of three. Songs you feel they weren't it. Like, nah, this song should have stayed in the hard drive. Songs you feel should have stayed in the hard drive. I went first the last time. So, it's your turn to go first now.
You're putting me on hot seat. You're putting me on hot seat.
Oh, Izolumide is a good podcast now. We don't do mediocrity. We don't do mediocre shit. You feel me?
I should go with them.
We need to eat the nail on the head. Come on.
Let them know.
Okay.
And maybe Shomagba.
I can't even remember that song.
Now I just drop out like that.
I'll go agree with you on that one. But for me, Shawa. Ebelebe.
Why?
I'll not ask you why when you talk. You see this nigga trying to set me up. I believe me, I talk. You say why? Why you they pick your own? You don't know, say why idea. Ebelebe and Three Square Meal. Those two songs are, bruh. They should have stayed in the hard drive, especially. If someone here were to say that, I would call for me, bro. I feel like if I were to choose and just pick one song that, okay, this is not it, I'll say Three Square Meal. But Ebelebe and 3 square meals still. Okay, now let's go to the Y, since you brought Y up. You feel me?
Yeah.
Or as they will say in primary school. Because Y has to... Wait, fuck.
2 legs and a very long tail.
I don't forget all these school slangs.
Because why are the 2 legs and a very so you long picked, tail?
Let them know and show Magba, right?
Yeah.
I think I can remember a bit of let them know. So let's keep the part of let them know. Why do you pick show Magba?
Like I've said, I can't even remember the song. Like I don't know what it sounds like anymore. But I just feel like that title is not anymore. Like. That's the reason why, like, I can't even see this is the way it sounds. Yeah.
So for me, I picked 3 square meals because, okay, let's break it down this way. We all know one they call to be good with melodies. I'm twisting my words. God damn it. So we know Adeko to be a melody god. We know him to be a flow god. None of those lagged in the song, by the way. Now, this is why I chose it. 3 square meals sounded more like it was a studio session and the producer played the beat for Adeko. And usually, I feel, don't let me say usually, but with the videos of Adeko on the internet, is some people that choose to upload the recording sessions and whatnot. When you see one day cold, one of the first things or one of the things he likes to do, let me put it that way, one of the things he likes to do is just vocalize melodies of the dome and try to see which one he will use. Shomagba sounded like that. Like it was a rough, as artists would say, a rough sketch. It wasn't a finalized product.
Okay.
So 3 square meals sounded like it is not a finalized
product.
So
you feel like it's more of a freestyle than a complete project.
Yeah, I feel like it needed more brushing. If they brushed it and made it more, how will I put it? Like more. It just sounded like, oh yeah, this is a freestyle, especially at the end.
Yeah.
Grapes, licks, kicks. Like, bro, I understand the trap aspect and you trying to do future, but let's be honest, even in America, not too many dope ass trap artists can lace future boots. Like what Future does with his voice on the track, only probably Young Thug, if I'm not wrong. In Off the Dome now, I can only think of Young Thug trying to replicate what Future does with his voice. If it was Future that had that flow, he would have found a way to blend it in and made it sound nice. But probably because Wandeko was just freestyling and maybe he just liked the song and how it sounded, he felt, oh, I didn't need to brush this. And well, let me just add it to the album and see how people we receive it, but damn man, I feel like it's a miss. And Ebelebe,
why Ebelebe?
Hey, walati wow, walati wow.
Why Ebelebe?
Okay,
I hope it's not what I'm thinking, Sha.
Okay, what are you thinking?
If it's what I'm thinking, no let King Sage catch you.
No, they give that nigga clout on this beat. No free clout. Pay me for promo. No free clout, bro. So this is why Ebelebe, by the way. Why they call him Whiskey? Are legendary singers, legendary vocalists, and legendary melody gods when it comes to spazzing on the instrumentals. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, the energy they brought on that track wasn't it? To me, anyway. Like, it sounded bland. It sounded like anybody could have done this. If anybody did this, let's imagine anybody just did that, not named Wandeko or Wizkid. Okay, yeah, maybe it's a fair track. But it's Wandeko and Wizkid. It's like, let me use rap terms. People that listen to hip-hop might understand this better. If you hear a song and you're anticipating a song rather and you see Eminem and Lil Wayne, because of past records of Eminem and Lil Wayne, be it collab or personal singles, because of how they've built their career and the hits they've created and the songs they've made and the synergy they have with people they collab with, you don't expect an Eminem and Lil Wayne song to be a subpar, just let's put average vibe or average energy on the track. You expect an Eminem and Lil Wayne track to be fire, No Love, F the Word, you may mean on it to your that Drake song forever. Like, there's a bunch, there's track records of Eminem and Lil Wayne doing their shit together. So if Eminem and Lil Wayne should come now and just do something average, or as we call it in Nigeria, mid, we'd be like, Kilo Dana, what's happening? That's how I felt with Tebelebe. It's not a bad song. Word to the listeners, it's not a bad song, but I feel like it's mid, like it's an average track. Anybody could have done this. Whiskey did not bring any new flavor, neither did one. They could try to upgrade anything. Both of them just went with what I feel like any other aspiring Afrobeat art could have done, that flow or that melody or that harmony on the track, and it would have come out just as the track came out, you feel me? So that's why I said, in terms of miss, I will put a Ebelebe there.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, what will you rate the track Ebelebe?
Ebelebe, I'll give you 5. It's mid, average. Yeah, I'll give you 5.
So the thing is, you expect too much from the both of them than what they delivered.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you exactly mean. Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like
now. Wait, sorry to cut you off. Because when you mentioned Jabba, remember I said, I think I wanted to add it.
Yeah, yeah.
The way Fireboy attacked the chorus, the hook, and the way Wandeko took over in the verses, it had more oomph, it had more track synergy, it had more collaborative spirit, it had more, this is what I want to hear, than what Ebelebe just like, if they are playing it and the man them are enjoying it, okay, right now vibe, but it's not something I'll just pay pass on and start playing. You feel me? You feel me? Yeah. So that's just it. For me anyway. To me anyway.
Well, man, I don't see my own goats. No, they ever fuck up, sha.
We all know our goats. We know our goats.
I do.
And my own goat is not just any old goat. Goat to man climb mountains.
And you know, see
mountain top goats.
They actually don't know. The probability of them dying quick.
Why did you have to bring wait, which probability of goat? Mountain top goats?
Yes, no.
What's their lifespan?
I don't know. But I know they keep climbing and risking their life.
And now, see, in this life, for you to make it, you need to risk things, bro. Okay. So it's just one of those things. Motivational speaker already on this
piece. Anything you want to reach for this life, you know, it has to be the positive aspect. The result should actually be more than.
See,
negative.
I will take it back to secondary school. The day where they graduate, the way my school they always do at that time, sha. Now, say if you won't graduate, they go call one person we don't quote unquote make him. That's what they present them. But I believe you say, yeah, for life, shadows ones don't make him. So they will call them, may they come give us career speech. So for when they give us the career speech, in talk say, in fact, his first sentence started with, as you people are graduating today, I pray that your paths will be rough. That's what we said. We said, actually. Most of us takasufi say Olomaje.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained it. He said, it's not how you want to make it in this life and expect a smooth sailing.
Okay, ask copy now.
You feel me?
Ask copy.
Copy, see, you are projecting the fact that
ask copy.
Abat is not, if she comes here and start talking about her struggles, even copy in the music industry, let's just use
struggle.
Let's use the one we know.
You mentioned about struggles.
Yeah.
You know, say this struggle is relative. Like, if she comes now and explains her struggles to us, wait till we go actually talk at the end of the day, like a little thing ready. Like,
why do you feel so?
Bro, do you know many days or many nights? Maybe say you will get exam next day and you will take Gary. Go write your exam. Like, after writing the exam, say, you don't even know what your culture for us. We struggle, I pass down for this life. Like, we struggle, mad, pass down. Say, you want the one I mean? Which kind of struggle she won't face?
Bro, this life.
Say, she don't know, say, if you talk about her musical career now, she don't know, say, she knows how to be singer.
Or $10 me, I want that deal. I think come do IT like, for your company.
Like, I know just
I know they shoot myself.
Because I know they get, your point. Like, everybody don't come here, can't tell me what is not.
Wait. You know, money does not buy respect. And you know, money cannot buy you.
She just come, she detoxes, she never tastes pure water before, and she bought some, she just wants to taste pure water.
Okay. Papa, she's strong. I don't want to talk anything. It vex me. Because in the next 6 months, I should be looking for IT placement. Make her not go forte or ambition at forte.
She go get her own struggles, but Benny, you know, the
But wait till me, Asha won't talk. We say struggle is subjective. Share, you feel me? Beyonce's daughter now go get her own struggles. If it not be physical, if it be mental struggles, nasty struggle.
Most of and them, ones, most of them, they don't get financial struggle, but bro, we know deep down, say, if our financial struggle come out our life, the rest now being seen as
bro, BT, I said you go, but.
That's more than me.
You don't make me sad.
80% of the struggle now,
Bro, easy. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. But so, according to Papa, aka Papi Maxi, aka co host of Olumide's a Ghost
AKA
podcast,
guy with the bang man of timber and caliber.
Someone should clip this when we blow up and say, copy the no struggle. Just clip that part. So when Papa eventually meets $10 or copy, he'll be able to explain himself that copy did not struggle. Maybe you go carry your IT letter, go.
Okay, you go.
But talking about struggles, do you feel Legend or No Legend as an album was a smooth sailing album? Like, you feel like, yeah, this album is nice, or
yeah,
or it has its own quakes and whatnot, but ups and downs.
All right. Come to think of it, like, let's take it back to where the title of the album actually came from, the Legend or No Legend, from dragging him on Twitter that Wandiko is not a legend.
I have a conspiracy theory too. Let me do my thing.
Like, from saying he's not a legend to naming the album Legend or No Legend, do you expect that kind of person to come and tell you he wants to start doing one amapiano to impress you? Like, you don't pay in dues, you don't do everything we need to do in the past.
Sorry to cut you. I mean, happy saying no to do amapiano apart from come away. That genre I don't even tire me.
I will tell you about the year now. Like, if you just look at what he did on Paper Soul is not the regular song you even imagine. Like, I have to say that kind, that song will just come like, okay, we will give nice hook, like, CK give Olamide, Kuros on a trumpet.
Nice song, Shasu,
like, you know that kind of thing. I just expect something like that. But, now vice versa, personally, we expect verse from,
for Paper Soul, now when they go get them, so now when they go suppose drop verse.
You know, actually, in no particular order, you can arrange your song, regardless of
you want I understand, the song or anything. But, going by the general way people drop songs,
bro, I tell you, regardless of say you
for that CK, you now let me they get song now. So now CK go drop vibes now. Now him go drop chorus now. So now waiting me, I go expect anyway. Now waiting so.
You expect,
now waiting so.
So no be say song supposed to be like that. Like on Soweto.
Now on a remix. Now why now? Like, remix.
You don't expect. You don't expect like. The song belongs to you in no particular order that they arrange song. You get, you might even be on the song, you might be the owner of the song and have only one verse. Nobody said we even carry chorus or second verse.
Depends on the number of people so, in the song, Sha.
Just, babe, like, I just expect one go to do his thing, one verse, then Olamide one verse. You get, I don't expect Olamide should even be much on the song, like, Quick Pass is not the regular song like you ever expect from me.
What do you mean by Quick Pass is not a regular song?
Like the kind of vibe they did on the song, on the song now. No be regular thing we go hear from any other person. Like, which kind of song if you talk to be like that?
I mean, you have your point. You caught me. This that song Yeri meme. I mean, this song Yeri, whoever I say, Tom and Jerry or Tinubu. You caught me.
I just feel like Legend or no legend, they actually proved it on the album. Like, he just flexing vocals. He let you know, see, she want it. Like, just flex on different vocals. Look at all the tracks on that album. Now, different thing in Jones, he do. Like, he has nothing to prove to you anymore. Like, now, you know, Sabi, as it is like this, Legend or no legend. Like, now, what I just feel about the album, like, now top notch. I will still rate it like 8 over 10. A very good album. Mm-hmm.
No, Wandeko is a legend. No matter what anyone is trying to push, any agenda. Anyway, I have a conspiracy theory to the title of the album, but it's not for this podcast. I don't want this shit to be too long. Wandeko is a legend, though.
So, Olumide now.
He's a legend now.
Let's
know how to tell you my rating of the album.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe, say, anytime I did, try talk, say, I won't bring controversy. Okay. Make I this serious. If I did to rate the album, I no go lie. Before I rate the album, I won't talk this thing, sha. All
right.
Yes, the title indicates I have nothing to prove. So, from the title, legend or no legend, he has nothing to prove. I mean, apart from Wandeko's status in the Nigerian music industry, or as they like to call it colloquially, Afrobeats segment or sector of the industry. Let's not try to tobati dagba. At a point in time, your age enough is enough, is enough
to call you a legend.
Not to call you a legend, to demand respect. Like, at that age, I was not even expecting an album from Wandeko again, I won't lie. Because I felt it would be like those 2020 wave where people were dropping album, say mid 2021. If Tubaba came, even Tubaba dropped album in 2020. Yeah. If anybody came at, even Asha used that wave to drop her album, 5V. You feel me? So, like, if he used that wave to drop albums, I would have understood it. But like in 2023, come on, it's WC, Black Diamond, Wandeko. I was not expecting an album
dropped,
again.
He dropped the fire single during that time now.
So just to like say like that just to prove that I was not expecting anything from him. So whatever he dropped, he dropped it. But to me, I would say too, that album sounded more like a playlist than an album. And this is why I'm saying it. No matter the way you try to claim, or no matter what you try to say on an album or in an album, you need to give us storyline. There's no deny that. An album is basically
about
storyline. I'll touch on the point for you to understand it better. So, for example, now the storyline for, I'll just talk about any other album, whether Nigerian or non-Nigerian album. Say, one of my favorite albums, Motorship. In fact, that's what I played before we started recording. Jail's Big Conspiracy. The storyline is, I've been to jail and I'm out of jail and people are trying to write me off. So I'm going to make records that they don't expect. Because people are taking me for an idiot, thinking I cannot rap. Because Jail's is more of a, he can rap, but it's more of a less flow. Like, Jail's does too many things. It's too versatile. So people don't base his artistry on his rap ability. But with Big Conspiracy, he came to show them that, bro, I'll rap about conscious things, or like just rapping about women all the time. Yeah, I'm going to give you the women tracks in, say, 3 or 4 singles. But out of 15 or 14 records, it's going to be introspection. It's going to be about my life. It's going to be me telling you I can rap. And that's what he did on Big Conspiracy. Let's go to America now. Let's go to Lil Wayne. Catharsis. Before Catharsis dropped, too many struggles, lawsuits and whatnot. So Catharsis was more of, this is a victory lap now that I've won the case. And my victory lap is, I'm going to tell you my struggle. I'm going to be vulnerable in this album. Lil Wayne has never been that vulnerable in an album the way it was vulnerable in Catharsis. Let's still stay in America. Let's go to 444 Jay-Z. At that point, it is no news. He cheated on Beyonce. So 444 is more of his Beyonce. Let's let the past be in the past. Let bygones be bygones. Listen to me now. I'm a changed man. He talked more on family. He talked more on investment. is telling you where his headspace was at in the album. Those are albums with storylines. There are many more, but let's cut the long story short. Let's come to Burna Boy. Let's come back home. Let's go to an album like Twice as Tall. We knew the anger burning inside of Burna Boy, the fire beneath his feet. He felt vexed that, bro, I could have won this Grammy that year, but they did not give me this Grammy. So whatever I do on this album, I'll try to make it better than my previous album, if not one of the best albums I've ever created. That was where his headspace was at. And he attacked it with that main person syndrome, superiority complex. And delivered, you feel me? With Made in Lagos, Whiskey's storyline was, I've been away from the game for too long, but I'm still Whiskey'd, but I don't want to make the club bangers like I've been making on my former albums. I'm in my 30s now. I'm more of a let's relax, let's be calm type of man. I don't want to jump up too much. I just want you people to vibe. I want people to feel the synergy. People say, let's not lie, before then, I think Made in Lagos might be Whiskey's best written album in terms of lyrics. Whether people agree with me or not, that's facts. That's one of the things we attack Whiskey with. But boy, come on, you go make the bangers or we go vibe with that one day. But no one really rated Whiskey because of his lyrics. But Smile, I Tell You Pretty Girl, bro, too many songs there. With even the intro to the album, lyrics boku for the album. Whether he's singing about woman or not, it does not invalidate the fact that the album is a lyrical masterpiece in terms of Whiskey making an album. So there's a storyline to it. Now let's take it back to Wande Cole. Why? You feel me? With legend or no legend, yes, you have nothing to prove, but let's be honest, we are human beings. We always have something to prove. If you are to make an album, you have something to prove, my bro. Let's not lie to ourselves. If Lil Wayne drop album today, with the way I'm a Lil Wayne fan, me, I go tell you if the album makes sense or not. Like Funeral now, when he dropped Funeral, man, I'm not gonna lie, Funeral is like a 5/10 for what a Lil Wayne could have made. He just created that Funeral album for bangers, for fun. There has to be a storyline for you to drop an album. An album should be a cohesive body of work where there's either synergy in production in terms of transition or transition and sound or soundscape. Let me use that word, in terms of transition and soundscape or in terms of topical issues of the tracks. And it just felt like, yes, these are good records, good enough to be singles. Records that were good enough to be singles. Let's jam pack 10 or 11 of them. Let's put them in this album. There was no synergy. There was no storyline from track 1 to track 2 to track 3. Everything just felt like individual songs. Like they were created apart. Like when he was creating these songs, he did not create them with the mindset of, I'm making an album, I'm trying to tell a story with these tracks. They just created it with the, oh, this is a good single. This is a good single. That's a good single. Probably why we had like 5 or 4 pre-release tracks in the album. That might be why. I don't know. I'm not on his team. But if you actually listen to the album, it's felt more like a playlist. Like if I'm making a playlist now, I'm not looking for a storyline. I feel just, if you even check my Apple Music playlist, I didn't name how many things will come my head. I feel name my playlist, no playlist. I'm not lying. That's one of the titles of my playlist. And I just put like some UK songs I was feeling at the beginning of the year. I just put them there. I'm not expecting a storyline. I'm just putting songs I'm feeling at that particular time. And that's how Legend or No Legend felt. Yes, he has nothing to prove, but if you have to put out a project, whether in terms of academics, in terms of corporate working, or in terms of music, which is an album, you need a storyline. There has to be something cohesive about the project. I mean, that's why even as students, you don't just make a project out of nothing. If you want to do a project, you go get project supervisor. You guys approve your project topic, and you guys stay on topic for the project. Now, how you go attack your own project, now you don't allow. Now you go choose the English where you want to put. Now you go choose which site you want to go find your doings from, you feel me? But as a project, there needs to be a topic. That's like the glue in the project. We need a topic. We need something keeping the project in line. That, oh, maybe I listen to I'm getting astray. What's the title of this project? How does the title match this song? How does the, like, feel me? Like, that's what I felt was lacking in the project.
Okay.
So it felt more like a playlist than an actual album. That's just what I'll say, Shad. Olumide is a good. You heard it first.
Okay, the thing is, let me attack you from here.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I feel like when you are creating a playlist,
yeah,
there's something you want to derive from the playlist.
Okay.
For instance, now nobody's going to create a playlist apart from all those Friday
new music Friday.
So nobody always want to follow you talk or top 100.
Okay.
I'm talking about if you want to create a playlist now. For instance, there's some people have sex playlists.
Okay.
Some people have party playlists. Do you get the point now? So do you know in either one of these playlists, what would you talk about now? Like, if we talk, see, this sex playlist now, may I just name her, like, threesome or something? Album. You get?
Okay.
Definitely everything in that playlist.
Could be about sex.
Could you tell the same story?
Yeah.
You get the point now.
Okay.
So if you can't check out now from which you talk about, see, you see how much playlist than an album.
So yeah.
I feel like you contradict yourself because, see, may I tell you something here? On that particular album, I feel like him collating all those songs together, legend or no legend, from where he got the name from what prompts that name to come to the picture, from somebody calling him.
No, that just is stupid.
Let me add something from somebody saying one the goal is not a legend, and decides to tell you that okay, legend or no legend, I'll do my thing. You get all these songs, all these guys, they do this. Now these guys get the template. Now these OGs get the template of anything we any of these new school want the single point to do. You get now they get the template of all this thing. I just feel like legend or no legend, when they talk about now, and Enyilemo, he doesn't care. You get my own point like this. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I know I know they find international anything again.
I was not even thinking about
that. It's just about, see, what I actually feel like that album is, what he actually did on the album is highly respected in the industry.
Sure.
Do you get the point now? This person is respected.
Obviously. I mean,
regardless of promo, regardless of anything they want to do or anything, see, all this OG, all this Agba, all this your snowman for industry, say they're not saying that they are OG.
The way they talk, senior man, you get make them Port Harcourt boys. They don't come here.
They don't talk as I'm the best OG. This is how that song.
My head they skip. Continue, Shadi.
I'm
the
best, no debate.
Shadi, yeah.
No back, we're on.
But they don't sing past one, they cool. So I feel your point.
That was FTD.
I feel your point.
They don't sing past one, they cool.
But
so I just feel like waiting here actually do this. This thing is for people that respect me. And what you did today, now something we see, now the kind of template we see, someone like Oxlade feels. Me, the flex vocals, just they give us different waves. From saying they carry and low octave, carry and high octave, do this one for set, do everything on a particular track. Just the flexing vocals on everything. So I just feel like, now for people like you, doesn't care, you call it a playlist, legend or no legend.
But I just want to say, I want to say you made the matter worse. Because when I said, playlist had no storyline, you've invalidated me, and I like the fact that two words are better than one. I like how you invalidated my statement or my claim of playlist not having a storyline, because now that I think of it, I use Apple Music, so I always reference Apple Music when it comes to music. You feel me? If you go to Apple Music as of now, there's a playlist called Africa Now, and the Africa Now is to showcase the booming acts of Africa, like them Rema, the bigger ass and whatnot. Then, I mean, obviously they'll still put some underground sounds, but they are sounds that were fertilized, let me use that word, from Africa. So there's a storyline behind that playlist. That is a sound from Africa. When you go to Rap Daily, you expect to hear the newest trap music. That's what you expect. Or when you go to what is the name of this playlist? The Agenda. It's mostly a UK-based playlist mixed with Afrobeats. So there's like storyline in curating this playlist. Now, to come back to Legend or No Legend, what's the storyline in curating this playlist? Atigbanpe, okay, you be legend. Nobody dey help you drag your legendary status. And that person where they talk say you no be legend. We know say that one are cruise. Now wait till they do. Deep down. See, I feel come now, make I talk, say okay, because I be messing on one of Messi number one fans. Make I come they argue with you, say you be my G. Maybe you be Ronaldo fan now. Make I come talk, say, Ronaldo Odajo, I just want you to talk. I just want to build a conversation. I need an icebreaker. I need something engaging for people to discuss. Okay. I feel that's what that guy did.
See, now I'm going to tell you
but
something.
Still
gonna,
on the may, album.
Now I'm going to tell you something. Okay,
talk.
You know, say, what did the guy do, be say, in Twitter, in talk with him, won't talk.
Many people before. Now, wait till I talk.
They want to drag him, say, this thing, one conversation. Like, he shall win engagement.
Yeah, that what I said. I just
okay,
wanted engagement.
Okay, everything you do. Wait till just that statement, and if you consider him a legend, now you know. If you don't consider him as a legend, now you know. Now wait till you mean by that legend or no legend. Now when I get that
No, I think you are getting me wrong. We've understood the meaning of the title. Now we are making an, like Jay-Z can make an album today and name it, I'm a God. Okay, when I listen to your album, you are a God. What is this storyline behind, like 444 now, or 444, I guess. 444 is an abstract title. 444 is not like something just, it's not like the song is about clock numbers, because 444, the way he wrote it, is like 444 a.m. without the p.m., you feel me? Or without the a.m. and p.m., rather. That's what Jay-Z did in the album. But you listening to the album, you can catch the sense of the story. You can catch what Jay-Z was saying in the album. You know the sense of family, sense of investment brought into recording the tracks. Maybe the title did not match the album, because obviously they will go on media rounds. Yeah. Like, I'm an artist, they will go on, when you name albums, you go on media rounds and they try to juggle your jugglers and ask you questions about the album. You can always pitch anything abstract about the title of your album. That's why you are the artist. No one will come and invalidate what Van Gogh says about the meaning of the painting. But when it comes to music, it's not just a one-man interpret for everybody. People have to listen and hear your interpretation. For example, now, I can release a song and title Sex With Me. And I can try to go the Van Gogh route and say, it's not really about having sexual intercourse with me. It's just about, you know, how people view sexual relationships. But in the lyrics, everything I'm talking about relates to a girl having sex with me. Whatever picture I've painted about that track at that point invalidates what I've said in the track. You feel me? So that's how Legend or No Legend is. Yeah, when they cause legendary status, I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. It's a legend. Nobody's arguing about it. But as a body of work, what storyline? What is the glue? What is the glue? What is that one track that helps us tell? Okay. This same week now, Joe Boy dropped an album, Body and Soul. If you did not know Joe Boy prior to now, and you basically had zero to nothing knowledge about Joe Boy, and you listen to the album, whether you like it or not, you get that sense that he's in a relationship. So he's just making love songs that he feels he and his partner will enjoy. And by large, the world will also gravitate toward. That's what I got from the album. Oh, I have a girl now, but these are the songs I feel like not only me and my girl can enjoy, are songs that the world can also like. You feel me? That's what I got from Body and Soul. And he found a way of making those stories, getting those love songs, and making them like just making romantic melodies that
okay.
There were no personal introspective tracks.
Mono to cap on this. this back mono to go back and forth on
legend or no legend,
because
yeah.
we have other things to talk about, but I just want to see this before we move on from here. May I tell you something there? You know, see, for instance, naming an album doesn't most times when you name an album, when an artist name an album, it can be as a result of waiting that they actually go through as at that moment. You get my point now. It doesn't necessarily mean that any song they will be dropping on that album has to relate to what they do them currently. You get my point now. Look at the video with Good Time. Share any song with they on that album, they talk about Good Time. You get my point now.
Party Records now, Good Time now.
Share the one yourself. Now, just the state where they like a Good Time.
D&G after it'll be about time, a good time.
A better time.
Assurance will be about a good time.
Bro, like many other things just they have
I don't catch you. Person you caught me.
I don't tell you like as it be. It doesn't necessarily like say father now, he born picking, he name Mama Yomidi. And the Ayomide Jagiri Jago in the and every day they carry a ghost station. But you know be Ayo they call him. Why the guy they portray Baluje that this thing?
That's two opposites. But for us to go to other topics, I'll just say this: not too many artists know how to curate albums. So in this case, it's not even one of the cause for it. It's just the soundscape of how people make albums.
I just feel like it doesn't necessarily mean that when you drop an album, it has to many songs you drop on an album has to go with the title of the album.
Obviously, I agree
it
with
can
you.
Actually, see sometimes this album of a thing where you see is actually like a father giving birth. Do you know the amount of work these guys put in to create an album? These same guys will record 50, 70 songs and just pick 10, 13 songs to drop. You get my point now? It's just like after like person will get belay for like 9 months, we can bond the we can deliver. Sabi as they be now. Like you sabi the relief where they come with them. Can't imagine say okay. As I don't do album for how many years now, when they can't reach one stage, the album don't complete, I don't do everything. Man, I can't name and thank God. You know that kind of thing? Does that mean that every song has to be Afro-Adura, be Afro-Gospel? So I just feel like it doesn't necessarily mean that when you name an album, everything on the album has to talk about the topic of the name you named the album. But I just feel like this Legend of No Legend name, it actually suits the album. Legend of No Legend, he proved it on the album. He proved it on the album. So let's move to this thing. I don't talk my own. Let's move
just a little addition. Obviously, if you are making an album, especially with the way the world is now, the way digital streaming has affected how people judge what good music is, you need to make commercial records for the most part. It might not be too commercial, but at least songs that people can just bump when they are with their G's or when they are alone, you feel me? Like song with high bass. So obviously, I don't expect 100% of the tracks in an album to talk. I mean, not maybe you are NF, maybe NF, and those NF, those people that make sad boy music or that make I'm no longer a drug addict music. Those people try to make their album so personal that all the tracks relate to the title of the album or the storyline of the album, rather. There's that factor. But if you are a mainstream act, I don't expect you to have 10 tracks in an album and all 10 tracks are just relating to the storyline of an album. You need to make commercial records. You need to eat. You need to chase the bag. There's that aspect. But at least 50%. Let's say it's 10 songs, at least 5 songs. It might not be in the particular order, but let me be able to pick 5 songs that relate to the storyline of the album. But that's a story for another day. Let's move on to the next P. I feel like I think drag Kini.
So, Olumide, now, apart from Wandeko now,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
who
yeah.
do you consider legend again, apart from Wandeko?
I'll go with the safe option for my first pick. Number one draft pick of Olumide is a goat who is a legend. Tubaba. the most safe pick ever. you cannot tell me anything. To Baba, Innocent Idibia is a legend. Although my man has been moving mad on the internet with these clips we are seeing, but To Baba is a legend still. Come on, he's a legend. To Baba, yeah, To Baba.
Are they well?
So who is your number one draft pick? If you have to pick a Nigerian artist, singer, musician, and what?
Well, while growing up, I'm not To Baba person.
Okay. Maybe that.
Like, I like To Baba, but I don't like all those in love songs, because man will be love person.
If love is a crime, I'm willing to be wanted. I know
be that one. But if to say all those anime, all those implications.
I get your point.
But I feel like
I'm going to choose
D'Banj.
D'Banj, the entertainer.
Like D'Banj. The GOAT.
Not like, yeah, D'Banj is a legend. Yes, I have nothing to say.
Ah, no try out.
He's a legend.
Oh, I will drop my for you. Fist fight straight. I will break bottle. I will bottle for
him. D'Banj is a legend. I'll just try to piece you off.
When you're talking about, an artist, a performer,
bro,
you go,
bro, D'Banj, growing up, before I became, say, born out, before like 2012, when I got to hear Burna Boy's music for the first time, in terms of performance, me I no go lie, because of what I was exposed to anyway, D'Banj was the greatest performer in my own eye, in my own viewpoint. Though before I started seeing Burna Boy do his own crazy
even Burna Boy just
D'Banj performance are crazy, bro.
Like, he just branded himself that way.
Yeah, sure, obviously.
Of recent, we started to go to, like, when you talk about performer, you talk about B-Square, D'Banj.
Even To Baba vocals on stage.
To Baba too, like, most times you actually need to perform
in terms of live performance, now To Baba. And one way D'Banj, even without just the records, that is the music release, another way D'Banj solidified his legendary status is pop culture.
Yeah.
D'Banj swag.
Nice, carry prick, go meet them in the touch.
Back in the day, Osha, as at when I was giving birth to, until like 2010, when Wizkid blew up. No, say 2012, when Olajude Dada, hardly will you see 5-6 musicians that willingly off their shirt on stage. Mm-hmm. But D'Banj performed with Tawel at Eddie's.
Yeah, now.
Like, bro, D'Banj, I feel like what D'Banj brought to the game is
the even energy, if he like
he gave them that sense of mad. He gave them that sense of even if
well, I know personally
he gave them that confidence. There were people, there were not just many. Imagine with the way Wandeko seemed like a sex symbol back in the day, the way he used to sing love songs. Imagine Banky W used to pull his shirts, all them Stiplos dudes. Imagine they were pulling their shirts. You know how many girls would go gaga, but because of the decency to let me be myself ratio in the industry or what the media was ready to portray back then, people had to at least show a decent sense of fashion feature on television.
Even Vixen said,
bro, D'Banj was D'Banj was like, that
I'll
nigga.
I'll pick D'Banj, P-Square.
I love that pick. D'Banj, P-Square, obviously.
In terms of performance, like, bro.
Okay, so I need to pick. I need to pick another person that is a legend. Okay. For my first two picks, I'll go with safe picks. So I'll say Tiwa Savage. To me, Tiwa Savage is a legend. And I can explain why I feel Tiwa Savage is a legend to me. Do you want me to explain? It will be short anyway. It will be short. I don't have too much to say.
Let me
now, this is why I feel Tiwa Savage is a legend. in the Nigerian music scene. In terms of longevity, we don't have too many females breaking that barrier. In terms of longevity, whether you like their songs or not, people like Waje, Omawumi, Sasha P, where them see
Asha.
Asha.
So you pick Asha before
Asha did not even come to my brain. That's why I said. So Asavage is the one in my brain. It's the one that
I feel like I can't even one, see,
like if you are dragging legendary status, I'll say to Asavage.
I won't tell you to.
I'll say to Asavage.
Where them is even out of it. I just feel
no,
like
no. I'm just saying. I'm saying
like
no,
two
no,
or
no,
three
no,
tracks.
No, you don't understand. I'm saying in terms of female musicians we know, even Sasha P, with the way she was dropping bars, it did not really cross the years. Maybe 3-4 years.
You remember
Goody? She died. No?
Yeah,
maybe that was why. You feel me? There's even there was one other female artist there. Chidima left mainstream to go gospel.
Before she left mainstream.
She didn't even really last the mainstream. They, along the line, we had
a lot of female
artists, but
that fell off.
They couldn't beat their competition or because
even
of how
the
way the industry is wired, we would rather want to hear a male artist before. We hear 5 male artists before we think of this woman drop song. May I go hear him?
Like,
but
you know what are the picture? But
Tiwa Savage like shook the industry up and showed females that bro,
you
people can stand on your own
and
create records that we battle on the charts with
you
this male juggernaut. Now, so that's why in that aspect, I'll give Tiwa Savage
you can
a legendary note.
I just feel like, you know what I'm doing now? Like, are the pictures in Tiwa Morgan? Like, if
bro,
you say
imagine if
that,
she was consistent.
Stuff,
German
like,
juice.
I just imagine where she could be like this.
Bro,
like,
she for go and people
she
like her.
International way,
people
way,
like even there was this girl. She no be girl now, shall because she don't marry, she get pikin. So forgive me for addressing you that way, ma. Lolari.
Lolari
left UK, came to Nigeria, started singing
techno.
That's what I'm saying now. Techno had a thing with techno. But bro, it did not last 2 or 3 years. Even Eva, with the way people say, we never used to see too many Nigerian female rappers. But when Eva came, bro, that single crazy. But she left music because of personal issues or maybe another.
Husband, she married now. She got married at some point.
She actually said she's coming back now because I saw a tweet where she wrote like a longer statement about dealing with mental health and life issues. But what I'm saying is, in this Nigerian music industry, maybe not just the Nigerian music industry, but we are treating it to the Nigerian music industry, we've not had too many female artists stand the test of time. But with Tiwa Savage, even if you don't listen to her record, bro, since Kele Kele Love till 2023, I'm still hearing Tiwa Savage. And it's not like I'm just hearing Tiwa Savage that, okay, say someone like Lagbaja now. We know his name. It's a household name. But for the past 5-6 years, I don't think I've heard a new Lagbaja record. But with Tiwa Savage, she's
last
not just...
song I know.
Bro.
Knock.
But with Tiwa Savage,
this night for Lagbaja,
but with Tiwa Savage, she's dropping records that are doing numbers, and I'm not even judging with numbers. She's putting herself among the male top artists.
Yeah,
like,
another person I'm going to choose now. There are two people. There are like three people. Self.
No, you can go. You can even have all the picks left
because
I've made too much noise on Tiwa Savage.
Like, as it be like this. Let's talk about like Nigerian hip hop scene.
I like where you're going.
There are some people who say we don't suppose even sleep on at all.
At all,
like
my
I
bro,
feel like
my bro.
Someone like Idris Abdul-Karim.
Legend.
Like Rugged
Legendary
Man.
Status.
Yes.
No,
Rugged
no.
Man. Listen, Rugged Man, and Mood 9.
Hands up. You know why? I will not say Idris and Legend are. You know what? I will not say Idris and you mentioned another person, Ruggedy Baba, Ruggedy Man. I feel like they are one of the pioneers because I feel like we need to differentiate or separate pioneers from legend. In terms of pioneers, people that made hip hop big in Nigeria, people that I won't say brought hip hop because I don't know who brought hip hop to Nigeria, But as at the time we were growing up, people that I could pinpoint to hearing a rap song from, knowing what hip hop was, kind of, and that early age, Pioneers, Idris, Mode, and Rugged. But out of everybody you mentioned, I feel like if we have to take a consensus among hip hop heads, only Mode 9 will cross the legendary benchmark.
So why are you capping?
I said only Mode 9 will cross the legend benchmark.
Bro, Mode 9 if you cross where Rugged Man did.
Bro.
Mode 9 if you cross. Wait. Mode 9 if you cross.
Do poll. I pray people listen to this, Mark. I pray people listen to this, Mark.
Mode 9 if you cross where Rugged Man did.
Why?
Bro. All right. Let's take it back. Like, you can actually consider someone like Idris Abdul-Karim a pioneer.
Yeah, and sure. He's a pioneer. I know
to cap about that one. Bro, Rugged Man was still around till like 2012, 2013. Like, he's still on the very hit song with them. Like, this song.
Account 2017. I'm Sabi trying Joe. To get 8 figures. Joe was not 2012. It was before 2012.
So, do you want to tell me? Ice Prince and Jablez was on. I think Jablez didn't have Joe.
Hey, now Joe is another song now.
Ice Prince was on
Joe
the remix.
Is another song, but I know 8 figures.
It should be like 12. It should be like.
They talk, I go cross check out. Just now,
Josh be like 2012. I was maybe just as
but you want me? I know, sha. 8 figures. 8 figures. Reminisce. 8 figures.
As
like,
a Joe. As a Joe. Like,
no, if it's GSS2, still around. GSS2 no, be 2012 now. Ah, bro.
I left secondary school 2010.
GSS2. If you left secondary school, how you go leave secondary school 2010?
I entered secondary school 2010.
2010.
Yes.
Ain't no way Joy
is. So Joy is either 2011 or 2012.
But make your claim with Rugged Baba.
So I just
is that
feel
your
like,
claim?
I just feel like, look at what Rugged Man did, like, from all the songs we did, all the drop back to back over the years. Like, if he actually mentioned Irene from 2004 to like 2012.
I'm not gonna lie.
If you talk saying around, he's still around like from 2004 to 2012. Like when he did top. I still remember when he and Nine still get beef now. When they still even use rap, they saw their self.
I didn't even follow that beef.
So when they talk to Rugged Man, sleep with them, Nice wife.
Okay, Joy is 2011.
So, bro, he was still around till like 2012, like on the mainstream where everybody did listen to. Like 10 years.
Fair enough.
8 years.
You made your claim with Rugged Man. I'll take Rugged Man.
And MI took it off for where he dropped it. Like, I just feel like Rugged Man gave the baton to MI. And ever since, rap became a very big thing.
MI don't even collect baiting before then, but I get your point.
I just feel like,
I get your point.
So I can consider him a legend too.
I get your point.
Have you talked to Mode 9? Like, apart from maybe 1, 2, 3 hits or something, Mode 9 get many raps or many.
Where people they refer,
they were no big.
But you know, yeah,
they were no big. You can't consider them big. This Abdul-Karim now, you can consider him like, okay, 1 or 2, 3 hits were wonder. You get, because it was actually with people initially. Remedies, like, they were in groups. Tony Tetula, Tony Tetula, Idris Abdul-Karim, and LD or something.
LD,
yeah.
I thought LD was tribesmen. Was he in?
I think they are two LD then.
Oh, maybe.
They
or
like
maybe
two
short. Yeah, I know two short.
No, be too short. Nah, LD, yeah.
I didn't miss.
Nah, LD. They be like two LD then. I just feel like, yeah, Rugged Man, Idris Abdul-Karim, this thing. They were actually together before they split it and Idris Abdul-Karim stood alone and sang Nigeria Jaga Jaga and all. Like, I feel like that song is still the most, biggest
one
song.
Of the biggest songs in Nigeria. So, classic.
So, I can consider someone like Rugged Man a legend.
No, with the points you've made, hey, my hands are up. You caught me. Another you caught me moment. I think I already picked two people. Should I pick one in terms of legend? In terms of legend. Maybe, I don't want to use recency bias, but it is what it is, Sha. In my own books, my goat is a legend. And I'm going to say my own book. From my own book, Burna Boy is a legend. I don't care.
capping, man.
How? You all like capping.
If you can call Bonabo a legend, then you can call Rema a legend already.
How is Rema a legend? Oh, ah, I beg now.
When Bonabo a blue.
Dead die issue now.
Bonabo a blue 2018
dead die issue. Dead die issue.
Bonabo a blue 2018 now. See,
with this, with the rate Rema is going on.
But you know the Bonabo a blue 2018.
Come internationally for Nigeria, you don't know him before 2018.
In the crop for Nigeria, Nigeria we know him.
Bro,
wait. Nobody
gonna get it for nobody, Nigeria
nobody,
before
nobody,
then.
Nobody denies say we don't know him.
Bona but get it for Nigeria.
Listen to me. If you compare someone like AV to someone like Victoni,
no. But make your point.
Okay. You know if you compare as do you know why I mentioned Victoni to AV?
Why?
All right. Look at what Davido, Olamide, Wizkid did over the years with all of them. Like they gotta start from.
Okay. Remove Burna Boy, Olamide. Olamide. I don't say that the point so you want me like, that. Olamide. Olamide. I don't remove Burna Boy. I don't put Olamide.
Yeah.
So my own three picks for legend is the safest pick, obviously, Tubaba. So Tubaba, Tiwa Savage. I've made my claim. Nobody can counter that one. Olamide, you see. If you count him out, actually. I know they shout on Olamide Matao. But I don't like make I dey hear Olamide disrespect. May I dey where people they did. I don't like him.
But see him say himself, they don't even care to me like me that talk. Go see do anything like. I'm expecting so much from the album he wants to drop. And I know that trumpet song is off the album.
Maybe that's what affected my take of Legend or No Legend by Wandeko, because I was expecting so much. And well, we've left that matter. Don't let us open another can of them. So your own three picks are Omar. I don't forget.
I chose D'Banj.
D'Banj. Okay, obviously. Rugged Man. I like that hip hop note.
Then Whiskey, though.
Whiskey. So my brother boy don't be legend, but your Whiskey not legend. This boy not legend. But Whiskey not legend. I don't want Whiskey. No, Whiskey not legend. No ma. Hey, ayo, Mr. Baba Balu. Stop playing. So at this stage, what's your song of the week?
Song of the week.
Okay, why you are thinking? My own song of the week. I don't know the title, but it's the first song on Joe Boy's album that featured Benson and Odumodu Black, bro. See, Joe Boy did his thing. Benson did his thing. But Odumodu, yeah, the title is normally. The way Odumodu attacked that song is crazy. I won't even lie.
My best song. I stumbled on the song on
Spotify.
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok. Okay, I thought that was Spotify.
And I shazam the song. The song is Build My Dreams.
By who?
By Rayon Elborn.
Rayon. So that's your song of the week.
That's my song.
Spell the Rayon for people that might not know him.
R-H-E-O-N.
R-A-H. R-H-E-O-N. R-H-E-O-N.
Yes. E-N-B-O-U-R-N-E.
Rayon Elborn. I'll check him out. Build My Jamaican. Dreams. He don't bring him out.
Na Jamaican.
And a 2019 song. Like, bro. It'd be like, say, good fire.
I just stumbled on the song. And I went to the guy's IG, 12 point something. He like, this guy just sounded
for a thing. People, they try. Okay.
I just stumbled on the song. And
yeah, I'll check him out. Rayon Elborn.
And he get one song too. Muri Pounds. KB.
Street level here now.
That guy
song of the week.
First of all, it is na Neramali sing that song. The guy doesn't add to the B to B. What to come? What into me?
But yeah, I think this is a nice way to end this P. So you know what to do: subscribe, rate, share, do all those good things, and most importantly, stop being a pagan and follow our IG. And we are on TikTok too, but I don't even know that TikTok username be. But make una check description, shall we go put down for description with the upload clips from this podcast for you niggas to relieve. You feel me? Keep it locked. One last thing, bro.
I don't really have much to say. Now wait till you don't talk. Subscribe, rate our podcast on Spotify. 5-star.
5-star only.
5-star or nothing. So, see you on another episode of Olumide is a Good Podcast.